Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, Life Transforming Advice, Share number 33. We're talking about the Simcha, particularly the Simcha of doing mitzvahs. The idea of doing mitzvahs, the command that Hashem tells us with a Simcha, with a joy, aside, of course, that being the essence of what a mitzvah is about, Arizal himself said that all of his chachma, all of his wisdom, was due to the merit of his feeling a tremendous amount of joy when he performed the mitzvah. The idea of Hashem is toiv umeitiv, he's totally full of goodness, wanting to give. And the greatest gift that he gives us is to connect with him through these mitzvahs. These mitzvahs with joy, which fills up with us with hakaras hatoiv, to connect the Borei Olam, is healing for us, is wonderful for us. The Baal Shem Tov said that even if a person would receive no other reward besides the simcha, the pleasure that he has from performing a mitzvah, that would be enough. The greatest potential for pleasure is the pleasure we can experience when we perform a mitzvah. Now, I understand all of us, including me, a person like me likes ice cream a lot and other things like that. So obviously we may, in our physical sense, enjoy that more than performing a mitzvah. Because a mitzvah takes sometimes effort, right? You're putting up a mezuzah and all the other mitzvahs that we do. But the true food for the neshama is that mitzvah. And when fueled with simcha, that is the most healing and happy thing in the world. Rav Simcha Zisel of Kelm, he was a Talmud of Rabbi Saul Salanter. He used to say that when a person travels to a party, which he looks forward to going to, he's happy. He's in a good mood. All the way traveling there in anticipation of the good time he will have at that party. Same thing when a person lives a life of good deeds. He'll be happy because he's traveling along the road to everlasting pleasure. L'sa'aneg al Hashem. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Bereishis says that in physical matters, a person's desires are always greater than the actual potential for pleasure. One way of saying this is that when one's focus is on the pleasure and he satisfies his pleasure to whatever extent that he does, the desire for it is greater and thus he remains dissatisfied. So the pleasures that actually decrease by that yearning beyond it. But in spiritual matters, such as learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, doing ma'asim tovim, the pleasure will be in accordance to those desires. The more you desire them, the more pleasure you will have by doing them. You really start enjoying and desiring to do the mitzvahs of Hashem when they're being fulfilled, or even as you're preparing them, preparing to do them, you will have more and more hanah from them. See, some people, we could use our Yetzirah for this too. B'chol levavecha, b'shnei levavecha. When a person does not proper things, he runs to things he shouldn't go to. Usually, a lot of times it's done with an enthusiasm because he has a cheshik for it. If that's what happened to him in the past, as he does tshuva on that, try to use that enthusiasm as our model when we perform mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. That's called healthy channeling. That's called healthy channeling. Of course, the way to go about acquiring that joy of mitzvahs, which sometimes is very hard because we lack that inner drive. So on this, we have to constantly remember the words of the Mesillas Yesharim, Perek Zion. That if a first person finds that he lacks that inner drive, one technique is to be an actor. The word actor here usually denotes fakeness, but it's not fake. We talked about this a lot, and we're going to continue to talk about this a lot, because it's one of the most fundamental tools in life to become a better person. And to develop the feeling of simcha for a mitzvah, of love of Hashem, and so on and so forth, that what you do is you behave externally in a manner as if you already feel the enthusiasm. Chitzoinius mo'ireres esapnimius. It's a famous saying of the Mesillas Yesharim. The Chinuch phrases it another way. I forgot the exact words. I don't want to say the words themselves. But basically, that the inner feelings of a person is drawn from the actions on the outside. The same concept, pretty much. We have control over our actions more than we have control over our emotions. So when we utilize the action power, which is in our hands, to do mitzvahs, to do ma'asim tovim, and to pretend we're happy, here it's not fake. We're going to talk about why it's not. To smile when you even don't feel like smiling. That's, again, we sometimes go back to the same Ma'amar Chazal, Hava Mekabel, it's called Adam Besaver Panim Yafais. You're supposed to smile, give a person a pleasant disposition. Ah, you're not in the mood. So Pirkei Avos is telling us, so what? And that's not fake. Why is it not fake? What do you mean? I'm not a phony. I mean, in other words, you say to yourself, how could I smile? I feel angry and sad today. So I'm smiling. I'm not being true to myself. The truth is, so what? You are being true to yourself because Hashem wants you to be makabel but save upon him yafais. The feeling will come afterwards. You know this is what you want to do and need to do. So in this sense, don't be so authentic, so to speak. You know you want to feel happy, so you act happy. You know you want to smile to be mekayem the mitzvah pirkei avos, have a makabel is called adam save upon him yafais, but you're in a bad mood. You smile regardless, and the good mood will follow over time. This is not fake. This is the opposite of fake. You're telling in actions, Hashem, I may not feel this way inside now, but this is how I want to feel. So again, because we have more control over our actions than our emotions, so when we work on our actions, the inner feeling will follow. And then you will feel ultimately over time the inner joy and the desire for spiritual growth. That will come from the outside enthusiasm. You have this by a wedding. Someone comes in, he's tired, not such great mood. He says, you know what, I'll be Masameach Chasan Vekala. And he hears the music, he starts dancing. Then he gets that, we call it, into it. How does he get into it? Again, his external stimuli and his dancing affects his mood in a positive way. If you try to impress others that you are happy when you're really not, you're going to feel worse because you're feigning it. You're sort of faking it. But if you utilize your outside behavior as a tool, you'll be successful. So again, this idea of outside behaving in a way where you know you need to feel this way, even if you don't feel it, is not phony or fake or fraud. It is the essence of what Hashem wants from you. In others, what Hashem wants from you is if you are in a great mood and you want to joke, talk in a more open, happy, joyous way, but now you're going into a Nicham Avelim home, like a day or two after the patira of a person, and someone's sitting Shiva and he's your friend, or she's your friend, you tone it down and you act accordingly, more seriously, even though you have a tremendous joy in your heart. The flip side, you're not in a good mood, or you have a lot of burdens on your head, and you don't feel that great, or you're not really in the best of moods, you're upset about something, but now you're going into a wedding, and you want to make the chasen or kala joyous, you fill your actions in your body expressions with that simcha, with a warm mazel tov. Ah, you don't feel it? That's not fake. That's real. Why? Because that's what Hashem wants you to do. The side of Sheresh Avayda talks about it in Nagdama of his Sefer. To feel great joy every moment you are engaged in fulfilling a mitzvah. The bracha, by the way, the bracha that you say before, the blessing that we recite before the mitzvah, is a way of expressing our hakaras atoy for the privilege to elevate ourselves with that mitzvah. So that's a big yesoid of any bracha, especially the brachas rishonis that the Chazal were misakin before doing many mitzvahs. It's to give us that hakaras hatoiv and simcha before doing that mitzvah. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, that you commanded us, you sanctified us, and you commanded us to light the Ner Chanukah. If you say that with kavana, knowing what that blessing is, you'll light that Ner Chanukah with much more joy and enthusiasm. The Teres Avram, that's, I think, Avram Grozodinsky. He was a brother-in-law of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, and he was in Slobodka. He says that the brachas we recite before fulfilling a mitzvah is like the brachas we say when we derive pleasure on the world. In other words, the birchas ha-mitzvahs is like birchas ha-nehenin. Now, there's different dinim, of course, in halacha between birchas ha-mitzvahs and birchas ha-nehenin. The brachas we make on mitzvahs and the brachas we make to have anah. It's fascinating, by the way, the mitzvah, the bracha that fuses the two is when we make Kiddush Friday night, as an example. Then it's both. It's a Birchas HaNehenim, because when you drink wine, even on a Tuesday night, you make a bracha Bar Pi Agafen, and over there it's deemed a Birchas HaNehenim. You're thanking Hashem for the pleasure that you're receiving from Hashem in drinking this wine. But on Friday night, when you make it on Kiddush, it becomes also a Birchas HaMitzvahs. You're thanking Hashem for the pleasure of drinking the wine, but you're also thanking Hashem for the mitzvah of elevating the wine, using it for Kiddush like the Rabbanon wanted you to do. It becomes a Birchas HaMitzvah too. We're not getting into halacha ramification, but it's both. But a lot of that bracha is connected to Hakaras HaTov. Because through that bracha, we recognize the benefit that we have from that mitzvah. When you make a bracha before putting on tefillin, you're having a karas hatayif for the kedusha and the wondrous gifts that Hashem gives you through wearing tefillin. By the way, women have a chilek in tefillin, even though they're not mechoyev mamish in tefillin, by supporting their husbands this way. The remez of the pasuk there is v'chol hanoshim yitnu yikar lebaleim, they give honor to their husband's yikar is tefillin. Or from tzitzis, so on. And every time you make a bracha on any mitzvah, you're aware of the added kedusha. Every single time you say the mitzvah, every time you do the mitzvah, it increases your ahava, it increases your avodas Hashem, and enables you to appreciate the growth you obtain through performing these mitzvahs. The Pela Yoyetz and Erech Simcha says that to feel Simcha, you perform a mitzvah, you focus how much joy you would have as if you found a great sum of money. How much you will gain by performing those good mitzvahs. And you feel more and more Simcha by performing those good mitzvahs. The Pela Yoyetz over there says a fascinating thing. See, imagine the Simcha you save someone from death. You save someone from being burnt alive. Or you yourself were saved from being burned alive. You're about to be burned alive by the king, some type of penalty. And at the last second, you're saved from death. And you were elevated. You got a high position. Imagine that situation, the relief of being saved. The overwhelming elation of such a person becoming now a big person in the government, or even a wealthy a monarch or someone close to the king. That simcha should be felt every time you do a mitzvah and every time you do what Hashem has commanded to do you to do. It does make sense that when you do mitzvahs, the enthusiasm sometimes goes down. Right? When someone becomes a ger or bal tshuva in the beginning, it's this great enthusiasm. After a while, it dissipates, goes down. When something's new, you have more cheshik to do it. If it's happens often, you feel less cheshik. That's normal. So Simcha Zisel from Kelm used to say, imagine you converted that day. Imagine that it's the first time you're putting on tefillin, even though you've been putting on for many, many years. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Serve Hashem with simcha. Boyu lefana bernana. Come before Him with singing. We say this every single day in the morning. And we say things by rote. But we have to learn not to say it by rote. We need to learn to internalize the message. Sing this verse. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, boyu lefana bernana. Think of what it means. Think how we could apply it. Even if we sometimes feel sad, use this pasuk to uplift us. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, boyu lefana bernana. Serve Hashem with joy. Come to us. Come before Hashem with singing. Because a sad person mentally reviews sad messages all day long. And when we do these psukim, when we learn these psukim, in the Psukei de Zimra, this is therapy. For those who don't like therapy, at least try tefillah as your therapy. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Every mizvah l'sayda. Serve Hashem with joy. Boyu lefana bernana. Come to Him with singing. And sing as you say this pasuk. It'll elevate you and make you help you feel the joy of serving Hashem every moment. Bracha natzlacha.